This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2343. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition recorded April 16th, Australia, Belarus, Canada, China, Colombia, Cuba, Czechia, France, Germany, Hawaii, Hungary, International Amateur and Vacuum, Iran, Korea North, Korea South, Latvia, Malaysia, Northern Oman, Poland, Romania, Russia, Turkey, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, but first some items not about shortwave in particular, from the AIB Global Media Briefing. Radio Australia is now available on DAB Plus Digital Radio in Australia, making it easier than ever for Pacific communities to connect with trusted news, music, sport, and culture from home. Listeners in Australian capital cities, the Gold Coast and Launceston, can tune into Radio Australia on DAB Plus. It joins other international broadcasters available in their home countries on DAB, including BBC World Service, Radio France International, and Radio Poland. Well, of course, Radio Australia is not on shortwave except for a few relays from New Zealand. And another AIB item alphabetically. YouTube has removed the channels of Belarus state-owned TV, along with the country's state press agency. The takedowns happened on 3 April, appear to be related to sanctions against Belarusian state propaganda, condemned by the foreign ministry in Belarus. STV, one of the channels removed, switched to a backup channel on YouTube it had created in February, but that was shut down on the 8th of April. Its Telegram account remains operational. From the Canadian Press, April 5th, via Mike Cooper. Don't touch that dial. Future of Canada's campus radio stations in doubt. Fewer people are getting the chance to tune in as campus radio stations fight to stay on air. Barry Rook, executive director of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, says campus radio has reached a crisis point, needs help from Ottawa to survive as stations adapt. Declining post-secondary enrollment, shuttering of journalism programs, and optional student fees at some schools are threatening the existence of campus radio stations across Canada. Memorial University of Newfoundland Student Union voted to cease funding for CHMR to address a deficit. In the capital, CHUO 89.1 FM lost its student fee and was charged rent by the University of Ottawa it could not afford. It halted live broadcasts in December. Campus stations at Fanshawe and Algonquin colleges are also slated to go dark, as academic programs that supported their operations are shuttered. Yet in many of the campus and community radio stations, especially the indigenous ones, they're often the only source of information and news in those spaces. Rook said it's crucial the federal government listen to a new campaign calling for $30 million per year in funding for campus and community radios. Within that, approximately $25 million would go directly to these 255 radio stations, or around $95 kilodollars per station. This would boost and help stabilize the airwaves for some 45 campus radio stations. From a Chinese DX source, via Takahito Akabayashi in Japan, there are no major changes to the schedule of Beibu Bay Radio in China. It's in Nanning on 5050 and 9820. The morning broadcast is 2240 to 0102 UT, and the evening from 0905 to 1603. There are several foreign languages, Cambodian, Lao, Burmese, Thai, Vietnamese, and 3 minutes of English is scheduled at 14:15. Overall, the programming is called One Word, One World. So via remote in Thailand, Ron Howard monitored 5050, April 14th after 15 UT. And in fact, there were a bit of English as far as the time check, and a segment called Let's Start It, English Showtime, One Word, One World, about AI-driven e-commerce. A report we quoted last week said Colmundo Radio in Colombia was going off the air, but Colmundo Radio itself on its Facebook group says Colmundo Radio is not shutting down nor going off the air. We remain on the air via AM with programming active in Bogota, stations in Medellin and Cartagena operating as usual. Our digital evolution does not replace radio, it strengthens it. QAnon about Radio Republica via RMI via France on 9490. Tony Paddock in BC says, I was surprised to hear it with a reasonably good signal until sign-off at 0400, April 13th. That's contrary to the schedule shown on the RMI website. But Mauro Rigla says, according to WRTH web app, the schedule is now daily at 02 to 03 UT, and UT Thursday through Monday for an additional hour at 03 to 04. Richard Cuff says, Radio Prague still airs on shortwave, thanks to Encompass, WRN, and WRMI, and they're looking for input. According to their website, Your Story, Your History, celebrate 90 years of Radio Prague International with us. They say, tell us your story. Why do you listen to RPI or read the website? Since when have you known RPI? What does RPI mean to you today? And choose one story from our archive and tell us why it resonated with you. To participate, you can either send us an email with a recording answering those questions, send your phone number and they'll call to record, or send answers in written form and they will read them. Your responses can be anonymous or include your name if you wish. This will be a central part of our special broadcast culminating in August, the month RPI was established in 1936. The floor is yours. From RadioBZ.eu to April via Mike Terry, Radio France is going to switch off 300 FM transmitters, implementing major changes to its radio network at the end of the summer. France Musique will no longer be broadcast via FM in several regions. France Info and EC will gain additional FM transmitters, but the net result will be a substantial downsizing of the analog transmitter network. And from worlddab.org, France switched off its very last medium wave transmitter on 31 December. The regional station Bretagne 5 on 1593 kHz. Alan Rowe recommends another program on our affiliate in Germany, Shortwave Radio Gold on 3975 and 6160. It is Radio Voxtup International, VOXTUP, the children's and youth programming, or Talk Musik auf Kurzwelle, produced by 12-year-old radio freaks, to be heard on Saturday, 18 April at 18 UT. Probably in German, but he says worth a listen. Good to encourage younger people into the hobby. Their website is www.voxtruppwelle.de. About a year ago, Deutsche Wetterdienst stopped broadcasting on 5905, continuing only on 6180, and is still announced that way on their website. Roger Tower in Germany says the approximate schedule daily is at 06, 12, 16, and 20 UT. From Hawaii News Now, March 11th, via Kevin Redding, ABDX, beloved multilingual radio station drops off the AM dial. Serving the immigrant communities for 66 years. That's KNDI 1270 in Honolulu. The land under the tower at Kalihi is owned by the State Department of Hawaiian Homelands, and they had to vacate for unspecific safety concerns. The AM signal had statewide reach, but they did start an FM with shorter range, 104.7. And they're trying with GoFundMe to raise funds to relocate the AM transmitter, costing about half a megadollar. The very name of Hungary's Prime Minister-elect, Peter Magyar, means Hungarian. It took a while for unfamiliar newscasters to learn that it's pronounced, spelled M-A-D-Y-A-R. Anyhow, from Euronews via Kim Andrew Elliott on Blue Sky via Eric Flodane, Magyar has threatened to suspend the state broadcaster following a heated on-air clash, accusing it of spreading North Korean-style propaganda and false claims about his family during the election campaign. And another story from Media Gazer. Prime Minister-elect Peter Magyar says he plans to suspend state broadcaster MTVA and create independent, objective, and impartial conditions, according to Sándor Zsíros of Euronews. Fortunately, that does not affect Radio Budapest, since it's long gone from shortwave. In fact, there's not even a Hungary page in the international section of WRTH. In Mike Terry, April 18th is International Amateur Radio Day. Around the world on this date, 3 million ham radio operators are taking to the airwaves to celebrate. According to the nationaldaycalendar.com, it was on April 18th in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. International Vacuum, some press about the Artemis II mission, mentioned that they were communicating with Earth, of course, but they never gave the frequencies. Mike Cooper researched this and says, according to Broadband Breakfast website, the frequencies are within the 2025 to 2110 megahertz and 2200 to 2300 megahertz ranges designated for space research and deep space operations. Orion's downlink center was on 2216.5 megahertz. Of course, you'd probably need more than consumer equipment to pick it up. According to the Pittsburgh Press, Pitt was one of just 8 universities chosen by NASA to determine whether academic or commercial groups or individuals had the capabilities to track the spacecraft as it went on its record-breaking flight around the moon. In Canada, Dr. Richard Langley says UNB was also involved in this. Via Alan Pennington in the British Daily Club, a BBC news story of 16 April says an arson attempt at the parent company of Iran International in Wembley, UK. 3 arrests have been made following an attempted arson attack in northwest London. An ignited container was thrown towards the Volant Media Building in Wembley on 15 April around 20:30 BST, but no reports of any damage or injuries. 3 men were arrested on suspicion of arson endangering life. The ignited container landed in a car park of Volant Media, parent company of Persian news channel Iran International, where the fire quickly went out. Pennington says the audio of Iran International TV is relayed on shortwave by Spaceline Kostenbrod, Bulgaria. The times and frequencies may change to avoid jamming, but 5890 at 19-04 UT, 9525 from 20-04, 15750 from 04 to 19, and 17900 from 10 until 1530. About the 2 new clandestines for North Korea via Taiwan, NKHB, New Korea Hope Broadcasting, and RBS, Revival Broadcasting System. Not only are they on the same frequency, 9470, but at the same time on different days of the week. Tony Pavick in BC was listening to them and found their programming style quite similar, and wondered if they were 2 flavors of the same sponsoring group. By the way, there's interference from KNLS Alaska on 9465, so perhaps moving from 7200 was not a good idea. He heard NKHB on Tuesday, April 7th at 1400, and then Revival Broadcasting System on Wednesday, April 8th at the same time and frequency. But Sek Yung of the Northeast Asian Broadcasting Institute in Seoul says RBS and NKHB are completely different from each other, but as a result of consultations to provide channel continuity to North Korean listeners, they decided to use the same frequency. Ron Howard says RBS, Voice of North Korea Revival, is primarily religious, while NKHB is mostly concerned with political, social, and news issues of North Korea. In Rustyuk, Konstantin Barsinkov received a reply from NKHB saying, we have a daily segment called Letters of Hope, messages from people around the world shared with listeners in North Korea. If you have any message you'd like to share with North Korean people, we warmly welcome you to send a letter. We'd be glad to read it on the air, translated into Korean, and read by a North Korean defector. It's a daily broadcast, so we're in great need of many letters. Their address is nkhb316@gmail.com. In case you're having trouble hearing KBS World Radio from South Korea to North America, at 13 UT on 15575, I notice that it's also on WRMI, thanks to a WRN, 15770, daily at 23 to 2330. From BBC Monitoring, March 5th, via Mike Cooper, the National State TV and Radio Company of Belarus moved Public Radio Belarus to the frequency used by recently closed Russian-language Latvian Radio 4. It was very difficult to jam Belarusian radio on 107.7, on which LR4 could previously be heard in Riga. Theoretically, it would be possible to try to jam the signal, but such measures are disproportionately expensive. They said, it's very bad that this is happening, but at the moment,
it's practically impossible to fight it. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2343, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week to Jan Sheedy in Sanitas, California, for a generous contribution to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or not necessarily in U.S. funds via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Ron Howard reports Malaysia heard via new SDR remote in Konkan, Thailand. That's K-H-O-N-K-A-E-N. April 14th, well heard around 01 UT on 11885 RTM Sabah VFM and 15295 RTM Nacional FM. I've been intending to point this out since the Strait of Hormuz became a news focus. The peninsula on the south side of it across from Nauru, Iran, is part of Oman, but it is detached from the main mass of Oman by the UAE. So, can we make it a separate radio country, North Oman? If so, we need to get some radio stations discovered or implemented. Melno Riddle replies, yes, at least in the EDXC country list, Ras Musandam has been listed as a separate country. There are multiple FM transmitters. Using a remote in the Canary Islands, Ron Howard reports, Radio Mix Channel Poland on 4880. A strong signal of pop songs and IDs, April 11th after 2110 on 4880. Romania non, Roger Tower in Germany reports on Radio Carpathia. It was scheduled on Channel 292, Saturday, April 11th at 09 UT on 9670 and at 18 on 6070. And WRMI listeners will be able to hear this program in two halves, each one running for approximately 3 weeks, starting UT Thursday, April 16th at 0200 on WRMI 5850. Russia, correcting last week's item I quoted from Rusty X about the frequency for multiple medium wave stations in the Russian Far East, 756 kHz. The correct frequency is 765 for Radio Vostok Rossi. As Takahito Akabayashi in Japan reminds us, there is a contact form on their website, and they do reply if you write in English. It's vostoknews.ru. And Takahito adds, I received important notice from the staff. The station will cease all medium wave transmissions within a year, replacing on FM. 5 kilowatt medium wave relay stations in the southern half of the region will also be closed and moved to some FM frequencies because of increasing costs of medium wave transmission and decreasing medium wave listeners in the region. Walt Salmaniv in BC says during the winter, especially, Vostok Rossi is frequently heard in Masset on 765. Rarely with a slight echo indicating several sites, always exactly right on nominal 765 with no offset. Best time to hear them is between 09 and 12 UT when they sign off. Letterbox on Voice of Turkey, April 12th and repeated on the 15th, read comments from Chris Campbell in Ohio and myself, urging them to move off 11785 due to heavy interference, at least in North America, from Brazil on 11780 at 2200. I suggested any of these frequencies would be an improvement, 11790, 795, or 800. No co- or adjacent channel interference, but so far as of April 15th, still on 11785. Of course, on occasion such as April 14th, 11785 is totally missing. Andy Reid in Ontario reports BBC World Service on a new frequency, 9590, apparently replacing 9750. Nothing heard now. They changed frequencies, he thinks, because of a Chinese domestic interference on 9750. The hours for 9590 are 0 to 02 UT. John Filiotz in Florida says also good reception on the Gulf Coast at 0128. I check HFCC. It shows the site for both the old and new frequencies, Tashkent, Uzbekistan. 100 kilowatts aimed 131 degrees. So I'm surprised they're heard so well in Northeast and Southeast America. Wolfgang Bushel thinks they may have a new transmitter at Tashkent because it's exactly on frequency to triple zeros. Mike Bearclough forwards a Parliament publication March 20th BBC World Service digital switch backfires as online audience reduces. But the report by the Register has a somewhat misleading headline. The Public Accounts Committee does not criticize the digital strategy. In fact, it wants BBC to accelerate it, but the way it has been managed. Audience numbers have fallen since the service implemented its savings programmes. Between 2021-22 and 2024-25, following the implementation of its savings programmes, audiences fell by 52 million, or 14%, to only 313 million. BBC attributes the majority of its audience reduction to output closures. Language services that have become digital-only have seen a significantly greater fall in their digital audiences than other language services, most due to significant falls in audiences for three Nigerian language services, which became digital-only, Igbo, Yoruba, and Pidgin. From AP, April 15th, via Mike Cooper. BBC says it plans to cut up to 2,000 jobs to save 10% of its annual budget, 500 megapounds or $677 megadollars, over the next bi-year. The layoffs announced during a call with staff are the biggest in more than a decade. And BBC's own story about this via Mike Terry. BBC has announced it'll cut between 1,800 and 2,000 jobs, or almost 1 in 10, to tackle significant financial pressures. Needs to make 500 megapound savings over the next 2 years. Interim Director General Rotary Talfan Davies did not rule out axing entire channels or services. John Filiozzi comments, in other words, death by a thousand cuts. Then there's the matter of closing down long-wave BBC Radio 4 on 198 kHz. An Energy UK post on February 26th via Mike Barraclough says, the final countdown is underway for remaining RTS customers. That's 146,000 radio teleswitch service customers being urged to take immediate action as they phase out the RTS signal enters its final stage ahead of targeted completion this summer. Since January 2025, over 300,000 RTS meters have been replaced. As of late January this year, there were 154,000 RTS meters left to be replaced, only 8,000 scheduled replacements booked with energy suppliers, leaving 146,000 appointments yet to be arranged before the targeted end of the phase-out this summer. In case you're not clear what this is all about, Mike Barraclough explains, a radio teleswitch is a device used in the UK primarily to allow electricity suppliers to switch large numbers of electricity meters between different tariff rates by broadcasting an embedded signal in radio signals. Radio teleswitches are also used to switch on or off consumer appliances to make use of cheaper differential tariffs such as Economy 7. In other words, this has nothing whatsoever to do with broadcasting. They're just riding along on the BBC Radio 4 signal. If it were not for this obligation, I dare say they would have turned off BBC Radio 4 long ago. Stephen Luce in Houston says it looks like they are on track for the expected shutoff date for 198 of September 26 this year. Rather amazing, 198 has lasted this long. The BBC has been making noises about a possible closure since 2010. Andy Reid in Ontario says, I hope BBC will consider giving it a proper send-off or sign-off with a two-hour, perhaps, closure program that Longwave Station deserves. The signal has a lot of history behind it. It's no longer on the WRMI program schedule, but I've run across Freedom Synergy Radio, which is pro-Taiwan anti-Chi-Com. It's UT Tuesday at 0300 on 5850, and the first half hour also on 7780. It's partly in English and partly in Spanish. On April 15th and 16th, I noticed that one of the WWCR transmitters was mostly missing from its scheduled frequencies, number 2, on 12160, 9350, 7490, but part of the time still on overnight on 5935. From ArsTechnica.com, Ig Nobel ceremony moves to Europe over security concerns. Every year we have a blast covering a fresh crop of winners of the Ig Nobel Prizes. After 35 years in Boston, the annual prize ceremony will take place in Zurich, Switzerland this year, and will continue to be held in a European city for the foreseeable future. The reason? Concerns about the safety of international travelers, who are increasingly reluctant to travel to the U.S. to participate. Established in 1991, the Ig Nobels are a good-natured parody of the Nobel Prizes. They honor achievements that never first make people laugh and then make them think. The research being honored might seem ridiculous at first glance, but that doesn't mean it's devoid of scientific merit. The unapologetically campy award ceremony features miniature operas, scientific demos, and 24/7 lectures in which experts must explain their work twice, once in 24 seconds, and again in just 7 words. Well, I remember they used to be broadcast on Science Friday from National Public Radio, so I hope we'll still be able to hear them from wherever. NBC isn't the only network which is hoping to move in to stations which are losing CBS Radio News. From Radio Insight, Live Channel USA will launch Radio Network News with a bridge service on May 23rd to immediately fill the gap following CBS' final broadcast and full network rollout on June 1st. The company highlights that RNN will operate with a hybrid broadcast model, staff split from studios across the U.S., and a primary news hub in London. Their staff is led by a veteran team with experience at networks including Sky News, BBC, and CNN. From the Washington Post, April 16th, by Scott Nover, via Mike Cooper. National Public Radio announced a $113 mega-dollar windfall from two charitable donors, including billionaire philanthropist Connie Ballmer. Months after Congress voted to strip federal dollars for public media at President Trump's direction, Ballmer, a former NPR board member, gave $80 mega, the largest gift by a living donor in the organization's history. An anonymous donor gave an additional $33 million, announced the same day. Catherine Mayer, NPR's president and CEO, called the donations a remarkable investment that will fund the organization's journalism for years to come. However, they do not replace federal funding. Permanent loss of more than a gigadollar in federal funding has created significant financial pressure across all of public media. Ron Howard has been corresponding with Radio Vanuatu about problems with their audio quality. They've been working on it, and now he says, excellent audio quality heard on 9960, April 16th from 0440 via a remote in New Zealand. And later on, they're on 7260, which we can hear even in Oklahoma. By the way, at the time he was monitoring on 9960, they were relaying ABC Pacific Beat from Australia with very readable and sharp audio. An interesting program about a politician who was convicted of his involvement with bribing voters with pieces of fish. An ID intriguing, barely audible off-frequency carrier I heard April 12th at 0626 on about 1349.85 kHz. Probably something domestic, although a station in Colombia has been listed around there several years ago, Radio Harmonia in Cali, and also a station in Bahia, Brazil, Radio Cristal. The propagation outlook from SWPC issued April 13th. Magnetic field activity expected to reach G1 to G2, storm levels are minor to moderate, on April 19th, 29th, and May 7th, with ANK indices peaking at 20 and 4, though elevated before and or after those dates. The quietest dates of less than 10 and 3, April 17th, 22nd to 24th, 27th and 28th, May 3rd to 6th and 9th. Polar flux rising from only 90 April 14th to a peak of 145 April 23rd to 24th, then declining steadily to 90 again by May 8th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors. Hoping you'll hear me again next week. Glenn Hauser here concluding World of Radio 2343 with a standard disclaimer.